It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for tuning in all across North America. I don't know what nook, cranny, river, ocean, peak, valley, back room, front room, side room. I don't know who you're with, be your side, whatever. I'm just glad that you're tuned in. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's hanging out, holding it down for us in New York City. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM, channel 158. You got a smart speaker? Ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much more to do here over the next hour. And we've already had a busy show. Tons. It's Wednesday. I gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the biggest media meltdowns that we've ever witnessed in the world of sports. The New York Mets are in action right now against the Dodgers. Dodgers have a 2-0 lead right now. Two guys on base. I don't know what the hell is going on. Mets just left a bunch of guys on base. Dodgers got two guys on with no outs in the top of the third. The Dodgers are threatening again. Well, we'll keep you up to date on this game as things continue on. What a day. What a show. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Of course, at the end of the show, I'm going to walk you through quite a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll save that for all the way at the end. But I can't help but look ahead. Now, we'll get to some of the NFL injuries in a moment. But today, thinking about tomorrow, we're already here. We're already there. Thursday night football. Every now and then, we get some clunkers. We get some ugly ones. We get some pathetic games that just make you go, why in the hell do I want to watch this? Unless you're heavily interested. Tomorrow night, we have the Saints and the Broncos. Yuck. I mean, if you want to go sit around and you want to look at Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler, then good for you. I mean, I guess you want to know what they can do, right? You want to see how they both can continue to grow. But this is a matchup of two teams that are going absolutely nowhere. And then we've learned that their top receiver on the Saints, Rashid Shaheed, this guy needs knee surgery. He might be on the shelf for 4 weeks at minimum. You got Derek Carr, who's already dealing with an oblique. This game is one of those games that could be so damn ugly that it's good. I'm glad that I'll be here in the studio. I'll have no choice but to watch this matchup and watch this game. But you can kind of chalk this one up as, who in America is watching this unless you have some money on it? That's basically what it boils down to. Hickey, I think this might be our first, like, really crappy Thursday night football game, unless I'm missing something.
You're not excited for Sean Payton's return to New Orleans?
What is he going to do? Walk up and down his sidelines chewing that gum?
Yes, probably. Yeah.
They're gonna cheer him? All they're going to do is cheer him? Broncos will win. Broncos win on the road.
Do you cheer him if you're a Saints fan?
Sean, what are you mad about?
The only reason why I say no is because he basically quit on you. But he had that whole quote-unquote retirement. Not because he was done with coaching. He didn't want to deal with that team anymore. Team stunk.
Well, everybody knew that they were going to stink when Breeze left. Come on. Was he going to turn Jameis Winston into Drew Breeze Jr.? I mean, that wasn't going to happen. Did he quit? He is their most successful coach that they've had in franchise history. Why would they hate him? Quit?
I'm not saying hate. And again, I think if you were to boo, it would be a one-night-only sort of thing. He's going to go into the Ring of Honor there, no doubt. But the first game, first time coming back here, I feel like it's hard to look at him and not think you quit on us.
No. I don't think so. I don't think the guy was there for what? Almost 20 years. He won a championship. Him and Drew Brees were the guy. People looked at him as an offensive genius. You look at the title that you won and you go, okay, we won. Why am I gonna not like this guy? Right? Like, why? And Saints fans, you think Saints fans care? I know they don't like Dennis Allen either, but
that's true.
If you got to make a comparison between what happened with Sean Payton versus what you're getting with Dennis Allen right now, like, that era is done. And everybody knew that they were done when Drew Brees started breaking down. To be honest, I'm surprised that Sean Payton stuck around directly after, you know, he left. I'm like, whoa, okay, well, this is a little surprising. I would have called it a wrap. Drew Brees, he was getting broken. He broke his shoulder and then his hand was hurting and then he couldn't throw the ball and he was just done. I mean, when he got to New Orleans, that was a big knock on Drew Brees. It's like, oh, why are we going to re-sign him? His shoulder is cooked. He didn't go to Miami because his shoulder was cooked. San Diego at the time didn't want him because his shoulder was cooked. And the combination of him and Sean Payton had brought the Saints a championship, especially at a time where the city coming on after Katrina is just like, oh, we need something to celebrate and be happy about. So, yeah, he'll go into the Ring of Honor. He's a real jerk, though. He's another guy I want to see kind of fail. Could you imagine if he and Aaron Rodgers, they wouldn't get along, would they? Same team?
There could be a fist fight there. Maybe Sean, not that extreme, but.
Sean Payton and Aaron Rodgers on the same squad? Oh, my God.
Imagine Sean Payton yelling at Aaron Rodgers like he yelled at Russell Wilson.
Oh, my God. During a game?
During the game, in front of everybody.
I think we see enough. Do you think he shoved Rob Saleh because he could take it, because Rob Saleh's a big dude? Like, if he shoved Sean Payton would be on the floor. Like, come on. Let's be real. So, remember the guy called, what's his name? Kingfish?
Right? Kingfish.
And he compared LeBron. Okay, LeBron will get a coach fired. And, I mean, didn't he kind of call off Darvin Ham from calling the play last year?
I mean, like, he has had some disrespectful moments towards coaches.
He left the court early one game and what have you. But he's rolled his eyes. He did roll his eyes at Ham. Do you see LeBron? Do you ever see LeBron? Would you see him pushing a coach?
No.
Yeah, come on.
Never.
Man. Let's say LeBron, and I know he respects him, but if LeBron James pushed Ty Lue or brushed by him, Ty Lue would probably punch him. He would. Like, it's just certain things, and I don't know. It's nothing cool with being a bully. And Aaron Rodgers has been a bully, pushing his head coach, making him look weak. No acknowledgement of that. Throwing his wide receiver who sucks under the bus and Mike Williams. I know who he's not going to throw under the bus. He's not going to. Davante Adams versus a catch. He ain't throwing him under the bus. Anyway, from one wide receiver to another, I told you about Rashid Shaheed. Get well soon. It's unfortunate. Even Taysom Hill is dealing with an injury. So many injuries in the NFL. Oh, and then you got Davante Adams, who I just mentioned. All of a sudden, miraculously, his hamstring is perfectly fine. He's going to be able to play for the New York Jets as they take on the Steelers Sunday Night Football. Take a listen to Davante Adams, the newest member of the New York Jets, as he told everybody, "I'm fine, folks. My leg miraculously is healed."
Yeah, whatever a full load is, but definitely I'll be able to roll. I'll be feeling good right now and was running around today. We had a walk-through, jog-through practice today, but it was good. Felt good running around.
Okay. That's one guy. Hey, let's go through the injury tree. Let's go from the wide receiver on the New York Jets who hamstring was magically healed. Let's go to the quarterback of the Indianapolis Colts. We talked about Anthony Richardson earlier in the show. You want to talk about a matchup to not be watched? The Colts are going to take on the Dolphins. Anthony Richardson is going to be returning from his oblique. Joe Flacco can go sit down in his rocking chair until Anthony Richardson gets hurt again. And Anthony Richardson says, oh, man, I feel oh so much better.
I'm able to move better, without any worries. Just confident in all of the movements, throwing the ball confident with that. And then just running around out there practicing, I'm confident with all that. So I'll probably say that's the biggest difference.
Good for him. How about this? Nick Chubb for the terrible Cleveland Browns. Nick Chubb says, Well, A, he's thankful for all the fans and their support as he came back from that knee injury where he just about tore every single ligament in his damn leg. And then I got to tell you this. How about this? Speaking of news. Wow. Jerry Reinsdorf in active discussions to sell the Chicago White Sox. Hickey, you thought that Sean Payton quitting was, well, at least Jerry Reinsdorf is 88 years old. He sells the team. What is he doing? Just ensuring his family's future for the next, I don't know, 80 generations?
That and saving the sanity of White Sox fans everywhere.
Why doesn't he sell the Bulls?
Well, hopefully maybe a package deal. Just get the hell out.
You might recall the Chicago White Sox, they went 41-20. Excuse me, let me correct this. They went 41-121. 41 wins, 121 losses. It's a modern record. There's been no team this damn bad since 1900. You heard me correctly. It is 2024. That is 124 years of being ass. Well, they're the worst team in that span. That's not saying much positive for them. This man bought the team in 1981 for $20 million. The White Sox are estimated to be worth $2 billion, according to Forbes. Wow. Just 88 years old, man. Like, what are we doing? Sell the White Sox, keep them on the South Side, and let's move ahead. And speaking of injuries and the Chicago Bulls, as we're going down all these injuries, I also see that Lonzo Ball made his return tonight for the Chicago Bulls. Lonzo Ball, the man hasn't played in about 2.5 years because his knees have been cooked. He's back on the court. How about this? 6 points, 1 rebound, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block in 9 minutes. That's what a player sounds like. That's what a star play. Well, that's what a basketball player looks like. Quite a stark difference between him and Bronny James, who, one of our callers had pointed out, is not a starter by any stretch, or not an NBA player by any stretch of the imagination. Bronny James has 4 total points in 4 preseason games. Oh, my God. Bronny James in the preseason. Oh, God. Hickey, this is awful, man. It's all nerves. He can't be this bad. 44 minutes, 4 points, 5 turnovers, 2 of 16 from the field, 0 of 7 from 3.
That's not pretty, and that doesn't sound all that different than what we saw in Summer League.
Man.
Hmm.
Bronny James says, I feel good. The numbers could be better. Why are you laughing? They're not funny. It's sad.
It's an understatement right there.
The numbers could be better. Yeah.
That's what got me. Sorry. Not to be a jerk. I apologize.
He says, I just got to get my confidence up. That's it. Okay, I'm looking at some of his shots. He went to the basket. Oh, okay. Yeah. That was his one shot. Was a layup. Maybe he just needs to do layups. Man. This is, Whoa, is this real? LeBron James was asked a question about Bronny. He's a grown man. Ask him how he's handling it. Oh, ouch. You think, well, they had, Hickey, how many conversations do you think they've had? A bunch, right? Had to.
I'd hope so. Father, son.
Yeah. Woo. You know, we had that idea that, you know, maybe you start him. Well, not start him. Don't do that. But you put him in a game with LeBron, get it out the way, and then demote him. The way he's playing right now, I don't even know if you can do that. Is there even justification to get Bronny a few minutes?
Not right now, especially when the stars that will be playing and people will be trying hard compared to the preseason, especially when that ratchets up. Tough.
Yeah, the Lakers might have to scrap that plan. If Bronny James seemed like a, I don't know, I can't even say 11th guy off the bench, Technically, he is. Maybe he's further. No, he's a G Leaguer. Let's be real. Hickey, could you imagine if he goes to the G League and stinks?
That would be not good.
What do we do? What does LeBron do at that? Nothing. He just has to chalk up the fact that his son sucks and wait for the next one, I guess, right? Is Bryce in high school? He has to be, right?
Yes. Is there a chance that LeBron and Bronny don't play together?
No, they got to do it, bro. Have to.
Okay.
They absolutely have to. For all of the trouble, they paid this guy 55th pick, almost $7 to $8 million guaranteed for 4 years. They have to play. They have to. Like, you can't do that.
And you're probably right, but like also you said, I don't know how you justify him getting 1 second on the court.
Oh man. I don't look. The season starts on Tuesday. Like, how much more time does Bronny have to make an impression? A positive one? Like, none. Like, he could have one good game and people be like, okay, that was the outlier, because the other games we saw, he stunk. It's just, it's bad. Like, I was real excited years ago about the prospect of seeing it, because it's like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. It's never been done in the NBA before. And in my lifetime and your lifetime and everybody, it may not ever happen again. And the way that Bronny James was being projected, he was a McDonald's All-American. I saw him play when he was 16. And I could see that, yeah, he's good. I thought he could be a good point guard. Not no all-star, because he wasn't big enough, but yeah, he looks like he might could play in the league. And his dad is LeBron, so why not? Obviously, he is in the league. But just the way that it's happened, kind of the wind is out of the sails when it comes to the excitement of, oh my God, we're going to see a father and son play in the NBA at the same time. It's one thing to see the Griffies do it. You look at Ken Griffey, ended up being one of the greatest players of all time. His dad was still serviceable there at the end, could do something. But basketball? That's a chew you up, spit you out. I mean, your son is too young and you're too old to be running up and down the court. It doesn't match unless you're LeBron James. And it just doesn't look, it looks like a pity hire. I'll never forget J.J. Redick had to correct Bronny James during his introductory press conference. Bronny just basically said, these guys gave me the opportunity. J.J. Redick, whoa, don't say that, bro. We didn't give you anything. You earned it. Did he? Did he earn the opportunity? Why does everybody got to be telling lies? He said, because he's LeBron's kid. I hope it works out. It's just not good. And LeBron James, I guess, with some of the tough love. How do you feel about him in this before? I don't know. Ask him. He's a grown man. It hit him with that Mike Gundy. I'm a grown man. I am 40. And Hickey, he's 40 in December, right, LeBron?
That's right.
Oh, my God. Wow. LeBron is going to be. Is this going to be the year? This has to be it, right? I mean, we saw what he did at the Olympics. How is he the best player on the team in the Olympics?
He is truly one of one. That's the best way I can describe it.
You see, but it's one thing to do that during the Olympics, playing once every 3-4 days, you know, once a week or whatever the case might be. Maybe at max you're playing twice a week. It's another thing when you get into the grind of the season. Like, LeBron James eventually, is he going to quit before he slows down? Or is he going to slow down and say, all right, I'm out?
I think he plays 2 years.
I think so, too, yeah. This year and one more next?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't foresee a massive drop-off. I think he leaves, not on a high note per se, but like he leaves still with his dignity intact, where it's not like, oh my God, get this guy off the field or off the court. Plenty of athletes do that.
27-7 for LeBron.
Yeah, that feels right. Playing, well, I'll see how many games he plays, but when he plays in these games, 35 minutes a night.
Oh my God, that's a lot. But we heard he doesn't like the minutes restrictions, so I guess you got to do what LeBron says or you don't have a job. I think Darvin Ham learned that right out of the gate. Good luck to Bronny James as things are just looking real ugly right now. Good luck to him. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. Speaking of looking ugly, it is not a good look for the Tampa Bay Rays. That stupid hurricane that went by, oh, it looks like it might have to relocate the Rays with Tropicana Field being damaged. We'll get into that on the other side of the break. You'll get an update on the New York Mets and their current game against the Dodgers in Queens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Oh, well, that was going back to Cali. That was what was playing. And the Dodgers, they want to go back to Cali with the close out the series. The Mets want to go back to finish things up, too, try to advance to the World Series right now in Queens, New York. The New York Mets, they lead. Well, excuse me, the Dodgers lead the Mets 2-0 as they move to the bottom of the fourth. New York Mets looking for some runs. Mets got 3 hits, nothing to show for it. And Dodgers got this 2-0 lead. 855-212-4227. Hickey, what's the weather in New York right now? It's like 50s or something right now?
50s, yeah, which is a little bit of a drastic drop. It was like the 70s last week, so it's cold. Like, it's not as cold as it is, but it feels cold because it hasn't been that cold, if that makes sense.
Yeah, you're not used to it yet. You got to break it in.
Right, so mid-50s, a little windy.
Mid-50s, okay. Yeah, here in Georgia, it was, I don't know. I think we got a high in the 60s. The low was like 40 last night, so it got cold. I think next week it'll go back to being like 80 every day. But the fact is, last week we know, unfortunately, that hurricane season, we went from Helene to Milton. Milton ran right through basically all of Florida, Central Florida, and took a stop, kind of hit right at Tampa Bay where it entered in. And so one of the big issues, one of the big photos that we saw having to deal with the hurricane was that Tropicana Field, the home of the Tampa Bay Rays, formerly the Devil Rays. I wish we could still call them the Devil Rays, but I guess that's not nice. They ripped the roof off that stupid place. For years, all we've heard about are the catwalks at Tropicana Field. The catwalks, the roof, the fact that the ball gets lost. The players hate playing on the carpet because it's basically carpet on concrete. And the place is a dump. The Rays are supposed to move out of that place into a new home in about 3 seasons from now. And I'm not saying that fast forward button is going to be hit. But due to Hurricane Milton with no roof, the field has no drainage. Apparently, there's some other parts of the stadium that are just completely open to the elements. Knowing that Tampa Bay is like hot, thick, sweaty, damp, it rains every 5 minutes. You just can't play outside in Florida. You have to find someplace where you have a roof. Maybe in the early portion of the season you can get away with it, but we got this terrible news, especially if you're a Rays fan. This news came in about last night, according to The Athletic, that they may not be able to play there to start this upcoming season. It's pretty bad. Take a listen to this.
Well, this morning we are in the middle of Major League Baseball playoffs, not impacting the Rays, unfortunately, for Rays fans. But we are also 162 days out from opening day. Live look at the Trop this morning, where questions remain about the future of the stadium and where the team's going to play next season.
Yeah.
This morning, according to Sports Illustrated, Tropicana Field will not be ready for the Rays opening day, which is on March 27th. And according to CBS Sports, a new roof would cost 9 figures. And kind of what's the point if we're just going to tear it down?
Exactly. The Trop was already set to be demolished ahead of the 2028 season. So where could the Rays play? Well, on Twitter, Oakland A's fans say they will welcome the team with open arms after the A's left town. The Oakland Rays?
I don't know.
But closer to home, the Rays do have some options. This is a maybe.
Yes,
Steinbrenner Field.
We are the home of spring training.
Yeah, exactly. So Steinbrenner Field, that's home of the Yankees minor league team, can hold about 11,000 people. And both BayCare Ballpark and TD Ballpark can hold about 8,500 fans. But the main concern is scheduling around the minor league teams.
Now, come on. A new roof? Nine figures? Can I do math correctly? $100 million for a roof? Hickey, that's nine figures, right? Am I bugging?
That is nine figures indeed. It's a lot of Teflon.
Marco Belletti. Is that $100 million for a new roof?
Seems extreme. But I also never had to put a giant roof on a terrible ballpark, so maybe that's the going rate.
Somebody described the roof last, because pieces of the roof were flying all over the place. Someone said it was like, you know, the kiddie swimming pool you have in the back of your house that your kid slides on?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody described that as the roof. You can't do that in a couple of months? I get it. You got to clean the place up, and I'm sure there's water damage. I get it. But the roof? $100 million. Now, I understand if you say, hey, I want to put a dome or a retractable something. I've read that plenty all the time for years. You need a roof? Well, you know, it'll cost you $1.5 billion to put a retractable roof on a stadium. Look at me. I'm like Bob the Builder over here. But to throw a tarp over a dump, like, what are we doing? It's a tarp. It's crap. That's why it flew off.
Can we make it a dark tarp this time so you could actually see the baseball? Could we do that or no? No? Is that too much to ask?
Bro, they just don't want to spend the money. Because like they said, they're going to rip it. They're going to be out of there in a couple of years. And so what exactly is the alternative? If the Tampa Bay Rays cannot play in their stadium and they're moving into a new one in 2 or 3 years, I get it. It's like saying I'm going to move out of my house. I'm not going to sell it at a higher price. So why am I going to put $100,000 into a new roof for something that I'm not going to use? What's the point? What do you do with the Rays? They can't play in Florida, can they?
If you're asking me, Steinbrenner Field, 11,000, that's more than enough.
In August?
That's more than enough people.
In August?
You know.
Every game is going to be, what, five innings and they're going to call it?
Yeah.
Wow. Damn.
I mean, look, there's other alternatives if they want to actually leave Florida. But I don't know how much the Rays would want to do that. And I don't think it's for the fans. I think it's just for the competitive nature of this. But they could leave Florida and find a temporary home for a little while.
You have to be east, right? You have to be... Go to Charlotte. Does Charlotte have somewhere to play? I don't know.
They got a minor league field.
Yeah.
Downtown, right? Downtown. Yeah.
I don't know what the capacity would be, and I would imagine they would draw pretty
20,
well.
20?
Nah, 15? For minor league fields, they're more like, you know, 7, 8, 9. Because you can't fill those things.
Let's see. I've actually been by that one in Charlotte. It's right downtown around the corner from that stupid, terrible Panthers stadium, Bank of America. You're right. Where else are you going to go? They got to go to one of these cities where they keep talking about expansion, but they don't expand. So what are we talking about? This is like, remember, what did the Hornets, where did the Hornets go after Katrina? Did they go to Oklahoma City, right?
Oklahoma City, OKC.
Yeah, so
nice
why?
Trial run?
Yeah, why don't they hit up Charlotte or Nashville? What other teams are close to being out east? I don't know.
I think you're hitting the nail on the head here. A nice little trial run to see if people show up and see if they support it.
Yeah, and then people will feel better about the Rays when they return. The same five people who watched them before will come back and watch them in a new stadium.
Yeah, I don't think they care about them. I think they're more concerned to see if people will show up in Memphis, and you're giving them the Rays, but now if I give you actually your own team, will you show up in droves?
Do we need another baseball team now?
Well, we don't need a lot of things. apparently we don't need a roof.
What do you mean? Who doesn't need a roof?
Well, apparently the Rays don't need a roof.
Well, they do. Otherwise, they'd be playing baseball.
Look, if it was a new, like, brand new, when you have to get a roof on your house and you got to put the whole new one on and it's expensive and I had to do it. But, like, you could go the crap route and you could do, like, the patchwork. Isn't there, like, a terrible patchwork that we can do for less than $100 million? Can't we, like, figure that out?
Yeah, it's called, black garbage bags. Yeah.
We might have to do a little better than that. But, close. Can we just, No, I get it. Can we just patch up, this part of it's still here. Can we just patch up the big giant hole over here? Can we do that?
So here's a question. Not that I've ever researched it enough. When they move to the new stadium, what are they going to do? They're going to rip Tropicana Field down, I assume, right? What are they going to keep that dump up for?
I would imagine they get rid of it. I don't think that's going to be anything that somebody wants to go to for concerts. I don't think that's going to... The whole point of it is because you can't get to it. That's kind of part of the reason why they claim the Rays don't draw. So I can't imagine that thing's going to do anything but serve as a parking lot.
I wonder, is the Astrodome still up?
No. They tore that thing down years ago.
Are you serious? No, it's still up.
It is?
Oh, yes. They show it all the time at every broadcast for like a Houston game. Oh, yeah, it's still up.
There was a point in time where it just sat there. It did nothing. Yeah, there was nothing going on there for a minute.
It may be like a museum or a relic now, but oh yeah,
I guess because maybe it's the first one. Is that why it's like a museum for it?
In 2014, it was listed on the National Register of Historic Places.
That seems extreme to me, but all right, it's the first dome. All right, I'll listen.
Broke ground in 1962. Okay, wow. Yeah, I remember going out there. I don't know, 10 years ago, and it just sat there. It didn't do anything, and everybody was like, "It does nothing. We need to rip it down." And I guess somebody found it. I guess
they don't do concerts though. Like, why can't you do concerts there? You can hold 25. Astrodome held a lot of people, but you could put 50,000 people in there, no problem for a show. You tell me you can't sell that out.
Astrodome revitalization project in 2019. The plan was put on hold. No word on construction. Revitalization project was scrapped by a judge. As of November, there have been no new plans for the Astrodome. So it sits there and is home to, I guess, rats and roaches. There you go.
See, I get if the air conditioning doesn't work and you got to put some work in, but unless it's fallen down where it's condemned, you should be able to sit in it. And yeah, it might be a little warm. It might be a little disgusting, but come on.
Yeah,
you got to use it for something.
It was the world's first multi-purpose dome stadium. In Houston, Texas. There you go.
Yeah, I feel like you can get some bands in there and turn a profit if you make it halfway decent.
I love how the world works. Every stadium has a shelf life of what now? 30 years before they rip it down?
30.
Yeah, right? 30? You do 30 years?
I don't even know if it's 30. How many years is Texas? How many ballparks did they go through? I feel like they're putting a new ballpark every 15 years. Atlanta, same thing. How many times did they do it in the last 20 years?
Whoa. Where? The Omni, they just carve it up a little bit.
No, not the Omni. The baseball.
The Dome?
The baseball. They had Fulton County. Then they had the other one. Now they got Turner, and then now what? Truist or whatever?
The Truist.
That's three ballparks in, 30 years?
The 97? Olympics. Yeah, but they built that for the Olympics, and they downgraded it into a baseball stadium. Yeah.
Hey, man, you don't need three ballparks at 30 years.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was the Olympics. By the way, there's so much stuff going on here. there is. The All-Star Game for baseball is here next year. The National Championship Game is here for football. We have one of the sites for the FIFA World Club Cup. Mm-hmm. The World Cup is one of the sites, too. The Super Bowl is here in 2028. Mm-hmm. The Final Four, which we missed out on because of this COVID thing. It's coming back in 2020. What year was COVID? 2020, right?
Yeah, it lingered for a bit, but yes, 2020.
Yeah, so the Final Four will be here in 2031. And I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but, at some point in time, much, much sooner than all of that, there should be a basketball game here. Just leave it there, okay? Mm. So, yeah, it's a lot of things going on here. A lot of stuff. You guys still haven't visited me. Screw both of y'all. Okay. It's all right. I go to the Super Bowl and Final Four and all of this stuff by myself. It's okay. All right.
Fly me out. Get some of that money from the roof that they're not putting on. No?
You could fly down on one of the sheaths that flew off. It'll get you down here eventually. Short flight, not that long.
My fat ass might be take a while.
No, it might speed it up. What is that called? Centrifugal force or something?
Yeah, a lot of it.
Hey, listen, if I'm in the wind will blow by me. Maybe it'll get you. I don't know. One of the two.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's go back in time to October 16th. That's today's date. But let's go back to October 16th, 2003, because a New York Yankee named Aaron Boone, who's currently the manager of the New York Yankees, he did this to help the Yankees go to the World Series.
In the eighth inning, leading by three, as Boone hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series. Boone, a hero in game seven.
Yeah, that was Game 7, Yankees-Red Sox. He blasted that off of Tim Wakefield, God rest his soul. The Yankees ended up winning 6-5, and then the Yankees went to the World Series and lost to the Marlins. Thank you, Josh Beckett. Hey, October 16th, the year was 2006. You want to talk about epic media rants? Dennis Green, his Arizona Cardinals, they lost to the Bears Monday Night Football 24-23. They blew a 20-point lead in the last 15 minutes. And you talk about a meltdown? Dennis Green told you they are who we thought they were.
Wait, the Bears are what we thought they were. What we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason like it's bull? We played them in the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown their ass. But they are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Damn. Hickey, that was intimidating, wasn't it, right? Scary.
That was great. Imagine being a media member having to ask a question after that.
No, you just don't ask nothing. Say, okay. All right, we got what we need. Nothing else to see here. That was 2006. Wow. Hey, October 16th, 2017. This guy got the boot, Rick Pitino, recruiting violations. Listen to the interim president, Gregory Postel, says, hey, we fired Rick Pitino, and now we're better for it.
What we want the fans to know is that we have a fantastic basketball team. They're supposed to be in the top five this year. We certainly hope that's true. We've got a great coach. The team members are enthusiastic. They're going to practices. They're working hard, and they're looking forward to the season and to entertaining the fans. And at the end of the day, that's what this is really all about. It's about the student athletes. It's about putting quality entertainment and quality sports forward for the fans and trying to get this university in a stable, good spot.
Okay. Well, They haven't been there. I'm sorry, they haven't been there. No. See how many? 8-24 last year. Okay. Oh wow. Well, yeah. Yep. They really haven't been there. Well, cheating sucks. You can thank Rick Pitino. And see what he does out at St. John's. Anyway, it's been fun hanging out. Hickey, thank you for another great show.
JR, likewise. This is a lot of fun today.
All the time. Thank you to Ray as well for holding things down in New York. Dodgers still lead the New York Mets 2-0. Listen, we'll be back with you tomorrow at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. If you've missed a minute of the show, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Gave you a top six list. Some of the biggest media meltdowns ever. Rewind on the free Odyssey app got you. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. Can't wait for tomorrow, Thursday night football, Broncos and the Saints. Lots of injuries and a lot of ugly football. I expect it. We'll catch you tomorrow. Be safe, be well, be smooth, be cool. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. But don't move. Bart Winkler is coming up next. Thank you for listening, and thank you to Hickey.